Here's what I know tonight, that there is a battle for your soul. Not just this big idea, and there's a battle for your soul now, tonight. There is a battle for the souls of our children down the road tonight. And one will win. One will win if we surrender tonight, if we come seeking the Lord tonight. Our God will give us victory. Yes. But that's not guaranteed here. There are some that are surrendering. There are some that are willing to give in to the enemy. There are some that may be tired tonight. There are some that are weak in battle tonight, and you feel like giving up. And there's a battle tonight. Some of you are in transition. Your period's coming to an end, but you're staying. And and you're just tired. We talked about that last night. But this isn't just about your physical strength. This is life and death for you. Some of you are going home tomorrow, and one of our girls was honest enough to share today or yesterday that it was a hard year. And some of you are going to go home and not open your Bible till you're back at camp again. There are going to be choices that you're going to make. There are disciplines that you're going to either follow after, or you're just going to leave on the table, and you won't find yourself in prayer, and you won't find yourself in the Word of God, and you'll put yourself in wrong company, and you'll grow cold, and maybe you'll never come back to camp because of decisions you'll make tonight or throughout this coming year because you didn't make decisions tonight to follow hard after the Lord. I don't know where you're going to be tomorrow or next month. I don't know your path, but I believe that tonight there are decisions that will be made, and there's a battle to destroy. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And just as we believe God is here, the enemy is at work here as well. And there is a war. And we need to be alert to that and aware of that. And so we need to pray that the battle for a 9-year-old in the meeting tonight up in the village, that God would win. Jesus. We need to pray for some older folks here. This isn't just about kids and youth, but some of us older folks, if we're honest, I feel sometimes the battle is more fierce now than it has ever been in my life. And we need to fight tonight for faith, Jesus, and for victory in our lives. Jesus. And so Paul tells us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This is what's happening now. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's a long discipline and a long list. But here, listen, this is for now. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So here now, would you stand with me? And we need to pray. And we need to believe God that as the enemy is at work, I know we don't like to think about that at camp. We come here to just dwell in glory. and we like to think that there is no evil power at work here, that it's all God at work here. Please don't believe that lie. The enemy is fighting for our soul tonight. And so Paul says, pray. Pray for the saints. We've been doing some of that this week, praying for people around us here. Pray for the children. Pray for some of the older folks and some of the younger folks. Or pray. And so I'm going to ask, maybe there are a couple here tonight, 2, 3, maybe more, that in faith would pray and fight this battle that's taking place here now. Pray for our children. Sister Mary asked for prayer tonight. They're in their last meeting. And we're believing God to work there, but it's not just there. We need God to work here. Yeah. And so throughout this camp, would you believe and would you fight this battle in faith tonight and in prayer tonight that God would win victory? So let's lift our voices, let's lift our heart, and let's believe together. Let's fight this fight of faith. Jesus, oh God, come, Lord, we pray. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we need victory tonight in this place. God, we need victory in this camp tonight, oh God. Lord, we need you to come in your power. We need you, oh God, to come and move in mighty ways, dear Jesus. Break down strongholds, oh God. Bring deliverance, oh God, tonight, dear Jesus. Bring freedom tonight, oh God, we pray. Dear Jesus, oh God, come convict our hearts. Jesus, come, Lord, by your Spirit and cleanse us. Lord, bring repentance to us tonight, oh God. Dear Jesus, we need the power of your Spirit at work in this place. It is not by might and it is not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. Work, oh God, we pray. Work, oh God, we pray. Dear Jesus, oh God, come. Jesus, come to us, I pray, and bring us victory, oh Lord. Jesus. Jesus, 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 oh God. Jesus, break every stronghold, oh God, in this place. Dear Jesus, come. Oh God, dear God. Shukuna Shandana, Jesus, come. Oh God, dear God, dear God, dear God. Jesus, 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 bring victory tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord God, we know there is nothing impossible with you. Yes, Lord. And Lord, you know all about this battle that Pastor is talking about.
Jesus.
And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you will sweep through this.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we pray that you will start right here in Watch Watch.
Yes, Lord.
Go right through to the cottages and up into the building. Lord, we have prayed this week. Lord, that what you have planned and purposed for each one of us here in the cottage and the village will be completed.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, this is the last night we're together as this group. And Lord, we just pray that you will come.
Dear
Lord, that work will be completed in every one of our hearts, our minds, our lives, Lord. Right through this whole camp.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, oh God, come. Fight off every effort
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To mess things
Jesus,
up.
Jesus, Jesus,
pray that
Spirit, work of God. Yes, dear God.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, that this whole
Jesus, oh God, dear God, dear God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, oh God, Jesus, 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 Jesus
Jesus.
Precious Jesus.
Oh God, come. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 oh God.
Lord, you told us it was not by might or not by power, but by your Spirit. That we do believe, we unite in Christ, that you will sweep through the
form
of
Jesus
by your Holy
Yes, Lord.
Make a mighty change. Lord, we're looking to you. You are our victory.
Yes,
you are our freedom. You are our deliverance.
Yes,
Lord. Every child.
Lord, we thank you for what you have done so far.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord, for your work.
Thank
you.
Lord, we love
you. Us. Well, we want the complete work, Lord. We
yes.
praise you for the complete work you have done in all of us, everyone on these grounds.
Lord,
we pray for those who are seeking the baptism, maybe in this room or down in the village. Lord, cause us to get our eyes on you. Cause us to have the desire that we must have, Lord. You will certainly come to us, Lord. Complete your work on these grounds.
Jesus.
Precious Savior.
Dear God. Dear God. Jesus.
Set upon
Jehovah our song, holy blessed, finding as he promised, worthy peace and rest.
Jesus, we will see you everything we have, not just here tonight, but as we go home, Lord God.
that you will continue to bless us and continue to meet us. Remind us that you're not only here, Lord God, but you're at home too. You're in our churches and you're in our bedrooms, Lord God. You're there with us wherever we are, wherever we stop and seek you. You will come.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Tonight, out of the last night, Jesus, Lord God, that you will just come in such a mighty way. Jesus, do not leave us wanting.
Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, kindle a flame, kindle a flame, God, tonight, God, Jesus, 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 come, Lord, do it, oh God, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Be seated as we sing. Second.
Thank you.
our lives. Take my life, O God. Take my life. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Come to me. Surrender and see what I will do for you. Just surrender yourself and expect great things. So fear not. Trust in the Lord.
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We have a special song tonight. Let's hear that now.